You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta...
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We thank you, thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior, Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. You know, reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around.
Well, hello, God bless you. This is Prophet Tracy Allen Cook. Revival fire is breaking out here in Melbourne, Florida. And I want you to come out to the greatest happening in your life. I believe that God has a miracle with your name on it. Again, this is Prophet Tracy Allen Cook, known around the world as American Cyclop Prophet. I want to prophesy to you. I want to speak words of knowledge to you. I want to lay my hands on you and let's believe God together, Matthew 18, 19, and 20. I'll be in Revival Fair Ministries. When I say ministry, I'm talking about Revival Fair, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, there in Melbourne, Florida, the Ark of the Covenant Church. The name of the church is the Ark of the Covenant Church, 2715 North Harbor City Boulevard, Melbourne, Florida, 32985. I'll be there tonight. We have three more nights. And every single night has been different. And the power of God's been manifesting. And God's been glorifying. People have been hearing words of knowledge. Testimonies. So many testimonies last night. Of God healing cancer. Of God blessing with houses and lands. And I want you to know that you can encounter the glory of God. I want you to come out and be with me in Melbourne, Florida. The Ark of the Covenant Church. And I know that God will meet you there at 7:14 p.m. tonight through Friday night. And then, beloved, I will be in Orlando, Florida, one service only at 1:30 p.m. there at the Kingdom World Church of Deliverance with Apostle Samuel. Again, that's February the 18th, 1:30 p.m. Sunday. And the address is 3303. And you can find all the information, Orlando, Florida. You can find all the information at KutchRevivals.org or Kutch Revivals Facebook page. Follow me. I want to hear from you because I know that God is going to do great and mighty things like you have never known before. And listen, beloved, God knows what he's doing. And for the next several minutes, I want to encourage you to let you know as God's prophet. The Bible says in Luke 1, 37, God specializes in the miracle. It's not by coincidence you hear my voice right now. God is setting you up. This is the year of restoration, the rest of God, the totality of who he is, what he represents from heaven unto you. You are going to enter a season of restoration. Everything that slipped through your hands, everything that seemed like it was stolen from you, and it seemed like everything at one time went opposite what you were believing God for. But I want to encourage you that God is restoring. He's restoring this year. Already begun in so many lives, so many testimonies already off of that prophetic word. So I want you to be encouraged, beloved. All those hear my voice right now, and I want you to know you have an appointment with God, and God's got an appointment with you, just like he told Moses on the backside of the desert. Are you on the backside of the desert today? Well, I've got good news for you. You're coming out of the backside of that desert to the pinnacle of your breakthrough, to the palace of your breakthrough. God has seen your tears and heard you, beloved. Luke 1:37, Exodus chapter 3. God specializes in the impossible. If you can see the invisible, you can do the impossible. Supernatural anointing. I want you to know that my God is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And I want to encourage you with several points today that would help you build your faith up, have awareness of God's presence, his voice to permeate through the atmosphere of your home and your life. And I want you to know that God is setting you up to move you from the backside of the desert to go before any adversary that stands before you, and they cannot stop you. They cannot hinder you. Why? God brought Moses out of the backside of the desert, and Exodus chapter 3, he did three things. Moses had an encounter with God, an encounter with divinity, the deity of God. God changed the nature of that bush so he can accommodate his voice, his presence, and his power. Now listen, beloved, I want you to know that God is going to do everything that he promised you, and nothing is going to be impossible. Let me read a few scriptures to you as you hear my voice all over radio land. God bless you. This is Prophet Trace Allen Cooney. If you're just tuning in, I'll give you updates of where we're going to be at. We're already in revival. We're in the revival tonight, and I'll give you all the information in the broadcast. Now, Exodus chapter 3, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priests of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Hor. Sometimes God will lead you in places you don't want to be. Sometimes he'll lead you in places that look like you're hidden from everyone else. But God is actually setting up for a mountaintop experience. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and that bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, but put off that shoe from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Then God begins to tell him, I am the God of thy father, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Bible said that, verse 7, that God said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And let me just stop right there and break these points down to you, beloved. And first and foremost, Moses at this particular time, he found himself under the administration of Jethro. He ran like a fugitive in chapter 1, chapter 2. On the backside of the desert, he smacked down Hebrew, thinking that he would bring a deliverance, an Egyptian, for the sake of the Hebrew. And at that particular time, he found himself running like a fugitive away from everything high and holy. Because you cannot deliver someone when you not deliver yourself. Deliverance is of God. He's a God of miracles, signs, and wonders, but he desires for us to be whole in mind, spirit, and body. So Moses at the backside of the desert, he's under the administration of Jethro. Now notice this, whatever you set on, you become like. He set on Pharaoh and he murdered a man. But now he's under the administration and the ministry of the priest of the Prime Minister Jethro. So under his administration, he learns how to be a deliverer. Before he's a deliverer, God's got to get his attention so he can understand a supernatural intervention from God. The Bible says that Moses turned and saw this bush on fire. Now, that wasn't a miracle at all. Moses had seen a lot of burning bushes in his days on the backside of the desert. The miracle was that it accommodated the voice, the presence, and the power of God. God changed, number two, the nature of that bush to accommodate his voice, his presence, and his power. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that is so encouraging that God can look at us and put us in a place to say, I'm going to make my voice known to you. I'm going to make my presence known to you. My power is going to manifest through you. So you could be able to be that voice that can help someone navigate their miracles or advocate the presence of God in somebody's life. Moses saw a bush burning out there in the backside of the desert, but this time it was different because it didn't turn to a pile of ashes. The bush kept on fire. And I want you to know that God wants to set you on fire today. I want you to know he wants to set your feet to dancing over the enemy's head. You're not going under, you're going over. Beloved, I prophesy to you that in the next 30 days, you're going to find that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has intervened in your life, your business, your ministry, your family, your loved ones. Listen, we're talking about the God who specializes in the impossible. We're talking about the encounter where you walk into a certain place, it looks like nothing is going to happen. He's at the backside of the desert. But in the backside of the desert, God has an appointment with him. And God has an appointment with you, and you got an appointment with God. He sees this bush radiant with such fire and intensity. And he looks and he turns aside. The word of God said he turns aside. And when he turns aside, he recognizes, how come this bush is not turned to ashes? I want you to know when God gets inside of you, he'll take off the garment of heaviness and put on the garment of praises. I want you to know you don't got no troubles. All you need is faith in God. God spoke to Moses. When he saw that burning bush, the angel of the Lord got in that bush, the fire got in that bush, God got in that bush. And I want you to know when he turned aside, the Lord spake unto him and called Moses from the midst of that bush. Number three, God is calling you. God is putting a mandate on your life. God is shifting you into your breakthrough, into your miracle. This is a time like never before for you to understand the mind, the will, and the purpose of God. God, beloved, is shifting you into your breakthrough, into your miracle. Just like God called Moses out of a burning bush on the backside of the desert. Oh my God, God couldn't speak to him in the finest facility of Egypt courtyard. Moses was unwilling to listen to God. How many times have God tried to speak to us and try to talk to us, but we're too busy and we get so caught up into mechanics or our occupation, our ministry, and we fail to have a relationship with God. The psalmist David said in Psalm 23:1, the Lord is mine. My is an indication I've got an encounter with God for myself. Oh, we thank God for every testimony, every test that leads you to your testimony. We thank God for it. But it's different when it happens to you. Thank God that it happens to everybody around you. But when it happens to you, beloved, when you feel the prestige touch of God, when you see God answers your prayers, builds your faith up, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. All of a sudden, something ignites on the inside of you, a faith, an igniting faith inside of you like never before. And I believe that God, in this broadcast, is speaking to you that you're moving from the backside of the desert. You're moving right into the place of God's provision. You're moving under open heaven. The supernatural anointing of God to come on your life, because God chose this moment and this hour to speak to you. Beloved, listen. This is a time like never before to gravitate to the words of God. God called Moses out of the midst of that bush and said, listen, I'm putting a calling on your life. I'm anointing your voice. Now notice what God does. The same place that you ran from, God sends you back to confront. The same place that we often run from, God calls us to go back to face all adversities, to face or have a confrontation, but it's different this time. You led as a fugitive. Moses left Egypt as a fugitive, an outcast, an outlaw, but now he's coming back as a deliverer. The way people have seen you leave, you coming back better than what you left, because that's anointing that God's going to cause to come upon your life. And whatever you touch, you're going to begin to see it multiply and manifest. God said, Moses, I'm calling you. I'm giving you a mandate. I'm giving you a purpose. I want you to follow this great commandment. He said, I'm giving you a charge and a duty. Go back to Egypt. You're going to face the highest monarch. But I am that I am. As Moses said, whom shall I say sent me? You just tell them, Moses. The prophet of God, God spoke to the prophet and said, tell I am that I am. And when he went with Aaron to assist him, I want you to know when they went back to Egypt, that God made a way. He opened up the Red Sea. He brought the nation of Israel out of Egypt with the spoils of Egypt, with the blessings of Egypt. And now listen, the Bible says, not one feeble was among the tribe. The healing power of God. By his stripes, Isaiah 53:5, you are healed. 1 Peter 2:24, you were healed. I want you to know that word applies to you. It applies to you right now. All you got to do is just lift your hands up right where you are and begin to praise the Lord. Begin to thank him for what he's already begun to do. I feel the presence of God so strong. The angels of the Lord encamp round about those that fear God and call upon his name. This word is for you. God specializes in the impossible. Have your back been up against the wall? Have you received a doctor's report that it's not good, contrary to your faith? Have you heard bad news? Well, I've got good news for you today. God's canceling out every negative word. He's canceling out every lie of the enemy. He's breaking the powers of witchcraft, generational curses. Oh, beloved, I want you to know that God is moving right now, and he's calling you. He's calling you. You say, prophet, do you believe that God can use me? Absolutely. God can use anyone that is available. He said, just be available. Say, Lord, I'm available for you. I want your presence to be down upon my life. I want you to use me for your glory. I need to feel the touch of heaven. I need to feel that nail scar hands wrapped around my body that's aching with pain. Lord, I believe your prophets, so shall I prosper. Believe God, so shall you be established. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Today's word is to bring you to the understanding and the foreshadowing of who God is. He changed the nature of that verse to accommodate the voice, presence, and the power of God. He was teaching Moses, because he told Moses, take off your sandals that represents your past. Take off those sandals where you feel like you've been bruised, molested. Take off those sandals where you feel like you've been defeated. Feel like you have no way out, no victory, no exit. But I want you to know today God's already made a way out. He's already made a way for you. And all you got to do is follow the Holy Spirit, his voice. And beloved, you'll see the power of God begin to manifest. I know God's going to do it for you. I feel his presence. And Moses, take those shoes off. Take those sandals off. Because I'm going to do a work in you. And he showed Moses, by laying down the staff, turned to a serpent, grabbed it by his tail. He said, this staff in your hands now will be to rob the rule kings. And I want you to know today, God put a rod in your hands to rule over the powers of darkness, the bed of affliction. I want you to be encouraged and know that God's going to do what he says, beloved. All you got to do is say, Lord, I want to have an encounter like Moses. God spoke to Moses and said, now get up. I'm sending Aaron with you. Go down and set my people free so they can worship me. He went to the highest monarch, faced the king of Egypt, and he said, thus saith the Lord, let go of my people. And when God got the attention of Pharaoh and the last plague of death, he released the children of Israel. Moses and the nation of Israel walked out with the spoils of Egypt, and not one feeble was among the tribe. I want to encourage you today that God, as he changed the nature of that bush to accommodate his voice, present power, God's doing a work on us and the inside of us to accommodate his voice, his presence, and his power, beloved. Well, I mean revival. Revival fire is breaking out here in Melbourne, Florida. And I want you to come out and be a part of what God is saying. There in Melbourne, Florida, the Ark of the Covenant Church, 2715 North Harbor City Boulevard, Melbourne, is resuming tonight at 7:14 p.m. all the way to Friday night, 7:14 p.m. We have three more nights of a time of visitation. Prophecies going out, words of knowledge, and healings and testimony. Also, too, if you're in the Orlando area, I will be there one service only, 1:30 p.m. at Kingdom Word Church of Deliverance. Also, I will be in a Sunday morning service as well. And I know that God's going to do great and mighty things Sunday morning. I know that God is going to, I just feel the presence of God. Just stop just a second to tell you that God's doing a miracle with your name on it. And great and mighty things are going to take place. And God's going to cause you to be the beneficiary of everything that's good and everything that's pleasant. And listen, there's nothing that God cannot do. All you got to do is just know, Lord, have your way. I believe your word. Now listen. Also, I will be in the church address, Victory International Praise, 250 North, Bagcock, Melbourne, Florida. The service starts at 11 a.m. Sunday. So Sunday morning too. Let me get back to that. It's three service tonight. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then Sunday morning at 11 a.m., I will be in 250 North Bangkok, Melbourne, Florida. The service is 11 a.m. Sunday. Also, too, I will be in Orlando at 1:30 p.m. So all the information, listen, thank you so much. And I believe that God is going to do great and mighty things. Nothing is possible with God. Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. This is Prophet Tracy Anakut saying, you don't got no troubles. All you need is faith in God.
Please thank you.
God bless you.
Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior, Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries at www.attt.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.